Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? You're welcome to the Stall Up. You're welcome to the Stall Up podcast. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You're
yeah.
welcome to the Stall Up podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, you're welcome to it.
I feel like you just learned English.
Congratulations. You're welcome to the podcast.
You're welcome.
It's yours, you can have it. That kind of... That's...
Well, you're welcome in, kind of.
Yeah,
like you're welcome
like,
someone into the room.
Welcome to the Stall Up podcast.
I think that's literally what you said. But that's okay.
No, I said welcome.
To the Stall Up podcast. You didn't say welcome, Stall Up podcast. Well, you are welcome.
You're welcome to the Stall Up podcast. Yeah, I said you're welcome. I should have just said welcome, not you're welcome.
Like, it's all
welcome.
It's all good. It's all good.
Welcome in. Welcome in.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
This is a bit of a different episode for you because we're recording on Thursday, the 18th of December. But this is
it? Yeah. It's something like that, isn't it?
10:21 a.m. So this will be going out on Christmas Eve. So in your reality, it's Christmas Eve. And in our reality, it's Thursday. What was it? The 18th of December.
Not in their reality. That's in their reality.
In their reality, it's the 18th. In their reality, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I just got a news alert there that Man United is looking, has made contact with Semenyo. So by the time this episode goes out...
It could be signed.
It could be a Manchester United player. So there you go.
Not till January. Did you really get there for that?
Yeah.
What website?
LiveScore, I think.
Oh, yeah. They would say that.
Yeah. Bastards. The bastards.
Unless it's Fabrizio Romano saying, here we go.
Yeah.
Then you know what's up.
He's the El Reliable.
Mm.
But this episode is a special episode because we're going to take a look back at the year that we had.
Yeah.
The year that stalled it.
The year that stopped.
Who are you waving at? You're distracting me now.
Waved at me there. I think it was like Pat Kenny or something again.
Patsa.
It's all right.
Is this Christmas Eve's episode then, yeah? Yeah. Okay. That's exciting.
Santa's on the way.
Would you listen to a podcast on Christmas morning?
Nope. That's where they're getting a short bonusy type of episode. And
yeah.
You'll deal with it.
Well, it may not be short.
No, sure. We could run away with ourselves. We just don't know.
How would you rank your year? How was 2025 for you?
I think this year was my favourite year.
Why?
Most productive year.
Oh, you got married.
I got married.
Yeah.
I went to Vegas. That's all.
But that's big. That's big enough. That's big enough.
Yeah.
That's big enough. I thought 2025 was a little bit of a filler year. Kind of felt like a filler year. Yeah, it felt like a...
It was a quick one.
I mean, stuff happened. Like, I went to America. I'd done the play and stuff like that. But I just felt like it was a year. Is that weird that I think that?
No.
Do you know what I mean, though? It just kind of felt like a soily year, like you're sowing seeds in the soil.
Seeds in the soil, yeah.
Hasn't sprouted yet. Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the seeds to bud now in 2026.
Mm.
2026 is going to be the blossoming year.
Is it?
I think so. I hope so.
Well, more of the same. Same.
I hope not.
If every year is the same, since we started this podcast, you'd be doing all right, like.
Yeah. Yeah, It's all a journey anyway.
Yeah.
So in this episode, we thought we'd take a look back over some of the major moments this year.
Yeah, so we have down here the Joe McGuckin piss... The Joe McGuckin piece of piss moment of the year. It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's kind of the moment.
Piss moment.
Things that I think are a piece of piss. Easy, yes. Not impressive.
Yes.
And you actually reminded me that this year I ran a marathon.
Was that this year?
It was September. No, it wasn't this year.
No, that was last year.
It was last year. Yeah, that wasn't this year.
It was the end of last year. It was like September.
When's the Dublin Marathon?
When was the Dublin Marathon?
September.
October.
October.
I knew it was towards the end.
Yeah, so it was last year then. It was towards the end of 2024. That's kind of shit. That makes me feel lousy.
What, that you did it?
No, that it was, that was over a year ago. Yeah. I feel like I don't own it anymore.
Just include it in this year.
Lump it in.
You did it in January, remember?
Yeah, remember, I did that last week.
Yeah.
That was mad, wasn't it?
How did you do that? Like,
I felt vindicated. It says, written down on this piece of paper, being in prison.
Yeah, now, I don't remember that one.
I have never been in prison, but I think the idea is that I think it would be easy. I think it'd be a walking park. I think it'd be really nice. It'd be like a little holiday.
Yeah. Like Butlins.
And sure, we talked before about there's a prison in... Where's the prison? In Portlaoise prison. Won an award.
For the best prison.
For the best food.
The best food.
The best hotel food in like Laois and Portlaoise prison won it. So... That's like a 5-star restaurant.
Was the hotels like, and then just a prison?
Yeah.
Or was it a prison awards?
No, it's like hotels and just kind of like a busy places awards.
Yeah. We'll throw Portlaoise prison in there because the field is class.
And they won it. They fucking won it. Gold medal award in excellence for that field in Portlaoise prison.
Fucking Portlaoise prison.
All the raw heads getting their Michelin steaks.
All the brothers, all the boys from back in the day with the Indian ink tattoos.
Yeah, the Good Friday Agreement missed them, skinned them. Bollocks.
The proclamation on their back. Legends, yup. The OGs.
El
Erin Gabri. Prison.
Being in a prison, yeah, I think that would be easy.
Easy peasy, walk in the park.
Ah, 100%.
All day.
I think you'd make really good friends in prison.
I think people in prison would think I'm sound.
Definitely.
They'd love me.
Oh.
They'd be like, tell us another joke. I'd be like, I don't really want to. Tell me now or I'll stab you with this makeshift fucking thing.
With the sharp end of my toothbrush.
That I made from a razor blade that's on top of a toothbrush. I'm like, why? There's so much explaining what you're doing here. Just stab me if you're going to do it.
Oh, okay. Ambulance.
It took the whole experience away from me by explaining what the fucking shank is.
I was really looking forward to prison. And you know what? You ruined it for me.
Like, I can see what it is. You're saying there's duct tape and everything on it. Like, and you've just took me away from the whole experience.
I didn't even get to the Sunday dinner. Fuck's sake. Thanks very much. Hope you're happy with yourself.
Terrible.
It's handy that the Mater Hospital is right across from Mountjoy Prison, isn't it? Isn't it?
I'll just walk across.
Yeah, yeah.
How am I allowed out? Like, I'll probably just leave. Just walk out of prison. So a fella's at the stabbing me with it. Right, so it's a toothbrush. It has masking tape around it and there's a little bit of a, like kind of a razor on top from a Bic razor.
Oh, they wouldn't be allowed them.
I don't know how he had it, but...
He got it, he smuggled it in. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Up his...
Bum.
Bum.
Bum, bum.
Would have been tough. But we've got more here.
Rowing Olympic level.
Olympic level.
I think that would be easy.
So my record is 3:05.
That's a kilometre.
No.
Three minutes and 5 seconds.
It's 3 minutes. No, it's not. It's like 2:55 or 2:58.
Okay, that's like 2 seconds in the difference. That wouldn't split hurt.
It's a lot. 2 seconds is a lot of a difference in rowing.
Yeah.
The rowing world. The rowing side of things.
Did we settle? Did we figure out what the world record was? It was like 1:20 or something.
No, it was like 2:40. I think
2:40. So you nearly beat the world record for like a kilometer.
Them seconds are like minutes.
You were like 20 seconds off the Olympic.
I can't remember what I did, but I know that everyone in the gym when I did it was like, "Oh, I did it. What the fuck?"
Turns out to break
second
the
time
world
ever on a rower, and he's at the fucking what the fuck?
Yeah,
someone stab him.
Get the two blood show.
How dare he beat the record in this gym? Stab him.
Rowan at Olympic level. I think if you give me 1 year, I would be able to break the world record for Olympic rowing. 1 year.
The Irish record.
No, the world record.
World, okay. So. Phil Clapp.
Oh yeah.
Holds the record.
El Philly.
El Phil Clapp. An incredible time of 2:38.2.
That's, and you got it in three?
I done it in 2:37.2, so I beat him.
Well done, man.
Yeah, no worries.
Well,
obviously no worries. No one like from the Guinness Book of Records there to obviously see it.
Yeah, and does it have to be on a rowing machine? Or if it's in the water, it really depends on which way the current is flowing.
Row on the rowing machine.
On the rowing machine, yeah. Which is easy to do.
Do you think it'd be 2:38?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I genuinely think it could be 2:38 in a for a kilometre.
Well, you did row. Say I'd run a marathon and you did that. So I kind of don't want to challenge it on that one, just in
Thank
case.
You.
Driving a Lewis.
Do you think that would be a piece of piss?
There's no driving a Lewis, like.
There's, not.
There's nothing to it. It's like, you done a sketch years ago where you show everyone that it's just like you described it with an apple.
Pushing an apple.
Pushing an apple. And
that's what it is.
That's all it is, like.
Pushing apples and ringing bells.
Yeah.
What's the max speed that they go? Like 12 kilometers? It's basically walking speed.
You'd outwalk a Lewis.
I
at top speed.
Think you could do that. We did talk about, on the podcast, we talked about this fella on YouTube.
Which podcast? This one?
On this one.
Okay.
On this very podcast.
When was that?
Oh, it's during the year. 2025. And we talked about a fella who raced a Lewis from O'Connell Connolly Station to the other station.
Houston
Station. And he actually overtook two along the way.
For a sandwich and a coffee and everything.
He was like, this was a waste of time. You could walk fast in the Lewis. You'd get to the place that you want to go quicker.
A bit pointless, but it's free, so.
It is free.
It's just an easier way of getting to your destination by just standing there and holding the bar.
And that's even if it's upright.
Because it doesn't always.
Flying a plane is another one that I thought was a piece of piss.
And it wasn't, because you did it.
I did it.
And it wasn't a piece of piss.
It's a piece of piss. You just sit there. It's like you can't crash into anything.
You weren't on your own flying it, though.
No, it wasn't on my own.
You were sitting on his lap.
I wasn't sitting on his lap. I was sitting beside him.
There's only one seater.
Sitting beside him, and there's like two little steering wheels. And he was like, now you have to take the steering wheels.
It's like doing driving lessons.
If I start doing a nosedive into the ground, like he can take control, yeah. But like, I was in the air and I was driving. I was touring and everything. And I was.
Sure, it wasn't nosediving at one point, though.
No. No.
And he just went,
no.
And you're like, what's that? Are you doing that? And you're like, no. He's like, no, Joe, that's all you.
He even said it. He said, it's easy. Anyone can do it.
Well, he's landing in people's back gardens and all.
Yeah. It was very impressive.
Mario Rosenthal, do an impression there, yeah?
Do an impression of me, Mario.
Famous people just keep walking by that window. It's very distracting. Shout out to
UNORC.
UNORC Art again for the Finglas is yours. Cha.
Very nice.
A nice little message on it, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely little message.
Will I read it?
Yeah, go on.
To Darren, congratulations on all your hard-earned success. Thank you, because it was hard-earned. I worked very hard to have this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
wishing you nothing but prosperity and good fortune in the future. December 25th. Play to you.
For anyone listening.
One of one as well, look.
One of one? Now he listens to it.
He listens. One of one. Straight up on eBay.
Explain it to anyone that's listening and can't see the video.
It's a art piece. Joe, how is it made?
It's like it's wood painted and then there's a resin finish over the top of it. But what it is the statue from your favourite film.
The statue that he has in the fountain. Coming out the fountain in his house in Scarface.
Yeah.
Of the two women holding up the globe.
Yeah.
And it says the world is yours on it. But this says Finglas is yours. Because it is.
Lovely. It's a lovely gesture.
Yeah. Finglas is mine. So if you want to do anything Finglas, you have to ring me.
Because it belongs
to Darren. All of it goes through me.
Some people might disagree, but...
But at the end of the day, they have to answer to me.
They should stick that statue, get a replica of that statue and put it in that big roundabout. That's at the corner where Little is. Finglas is yours.
With my phone number under it.
If you need a hand. If you need a hand, give me a show.
Get on to me. I'll be like the Provenant.
Yes. You'd be knocking at your door.
I am the provident. Ring me if you need anything. And then I'll end up at the door saying, where's that money?
23% on top. Interest.
You'll never be able to pay it back. Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
But that's enough for me thinking that things are easy when they actually are easy. Let's move on to you, Darren, will we?
Yeah, what's...
There's a big year for
you. This segment is called the Darren Conway Got More Famous Moment of the Year.
And you did.
I feel like it's just been the same.
But you are more famous now than you were Christmas 2024.
Really?
Well, yeah.
It's not mad that what you can do in a year or who you can mingle with in a year.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. Doesn't feel long though. Goes very quick. What have we got?
So the nominees for Darren becoming more famous in a year.
Is there a prize for this one?
The World Is Yours trophy.
Have that.
I'm gonna
maybe they'll pay for lunch.
Oh, maybe.
I'd love some lunch. Go on.
Right, the nominees are Darren hanging out with Robert Sheehan and PJ Gallagher.
Brilliant.
That's A-list. That's celebrity shit. That's celebrity level shit right there, man.
Yeah. It's a pinch me moment.
Imagine going back to 17-year-old Darren Conway and showing him that video. How do you think he'd react?
Say, well, the quality of that video is very good for a phone.
You'd say, lost a few pounds.
Lost a bit of timber. Looking all right. Still a bit on you, but you're 33 and the height makes up for it. But
makes up for it.
It's your height. You carry yourself very well. So people say. But unreal.
Robert Sheehan and PJ Gallagher.
Yeah.
Like, Hollywood actor and one of Ireland's greatest comedians.
And I always say, PJ Gallagher was one of my idols growing up.
Would you say he kind of got you into doing what you're doing?
No.
You used to always do impressions
and stuff like that. Like, it'd be a mix of a lot of things. Savage Oi and all that and Republic of Telly and all of that. But PJ Gallagher, Naked Camera, I was saying before, I used to do impressions of him for the family, like when I was a kid. They were all like, oh, she'd fucking stop. Just keeps coming in with that fucking suit on, swinging a newspaper around. I'm trying to watch the fucking soaps.
Anyone can fucking whistle.
Anyone can whistle. But he is fucking good at it though, isn't he? Fucking good. That was the Eric Lawler. That was the Eric Lawler. Fucking hell. I'm from Ballymun. Like Nicolas Cage. PJ Gallagher, legend. Robert Sheehan, sound. Very intimidating bloke because he's very handsome.
He is handsome, isn't he?
You put the two of us in a room and I look like a fucking idiot.
You can see him starting a cult. I'd join.
He could be the new Charles Manson and I'd follow him.
Yeah. What do you want me to drink?
Yeah.
Give us some of that. I'll drink the whole bottle.
What famous people do you want me to kill up in the mountains? Don't bother, Robert Sheehan. I'll do that for you.
Name them.
What do you mean you want me to kill the two Johnnies? I can't do that.
Robert Sheehan's like, I didn't say that.
Okay, I will.
No, Darren, don't. Yeah. Does he have a book called My Little... No. He has a book out, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's about mindfulness and stuff like that. He's kind of gone into the yogic world. I was reading about yoga last night.
Yoga?
A book. I was reading a little bit about it, yeah.
Oh, it has its benefits.
No, it doesn't.
He has a few books.
Does he?
Robert Sheehan playing dead. Robert Sheehan disappearing act. Robert Sheehan
joined the cult.
Unearthed. Robert Sheehan the grassy knoll.
Robert Sheehan MK Ultra.
Robert Sheehan Unabomber.
But they weren't the only celebrities that you are brushing shoulders with, Darren.
They were, yeah.
They were, not.
Who else?
One of the biggest bands.
I didn't ever met them.
In the world right now.
Fontaines.
Fontaines DC.
Never met them though.
But you
I was texting them.
Conversed with.
I was texting them in like the group chat.
There you go. In the group chat?
It's called DC.
The real DC?
It's just DC and it's all the Fontaines in it.
No way.
Yeah. Well,
but you were messaging, you were texting. We said it on the podcast. Yeah, it's okay to say that, yeah. You were texting the lead singer from the Fontaines DC.
I was texting around. I was texting all of them really. And they were they weren't opening it. My persistence paid off. So he replied, yeah.
On the topic of you being a celebrity, I was 99.9% sure that you were going to be announced for Dancing with the Stars Ireland. I was deadly sure that you were going to be on that. Because I seen Michael Fry, I seen Eric Roberts. I'm like, right, they're going all in for internet personalities here. Who bigger than
Garland Nguyen?
Than Darren Conway. I don't think Garen Nguyen would do it, but like I thought fucking, I genuinely, and then I seen a clip of the Conways that went out and yous were talking about it.
Our producer Leanne told me to do that one for clickbait.
Well, just it saying, got me.
Just saying.
Well, it got me.
It got people. She thought.
I fucking baited in. I was hook, line and sinker,
it's
man.
It's the radio in it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So you obviously you're not going on it.
I'm not going on it. Sure, it's announced and all.
Are you?
No.
Is it like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where do you announce surprise guests? Surprise, they kind of come in halfway through the competition. Sue. Just you doing Sue the whole time.
Who? And your man's like, listen, I have to say now, yo, the Foxtrot wasn't great in the transitions, but that Sue was fantastic.
That's a good... Him. That's a good impression
That's
of him.
That's a good him.
Yeah.
Optolay's ad.
Is he on the Optolay's ad?
No, he does an ad for hearing or... I've seen him on an ad for something to do with eyes, I think.
Did you?
Are you sure? I think so.
Like
or hair
restoration
or something. Or, I don't know. Not one of them type of ads, like.
Oh, what does he do for the rest of the year?
Walks around the gaff going, I like that dinner. But it could do with a bit of more seasoning.
Like, shut up, you.
Yeah.
Sign that Optolay's contract
now. I don't
now.
Think it's that. I don't think it's that. Let me Google it.
Well, it's something.
We have to get his name. Let's not be rude about it. Seems like a nice man. Might as well put respect on his name and say his actual name.
He's not the nice man, though. He's like the Simon Cowell. He's the main guy.
Yeah, but, like, you need that. But
sure, Eric Roberts is a fucking professional dancer.
Yeah. What else have we got?
I think it's called.
For some reason they put down here getting pulled by Blind Boy at EP, but that was you.
That was me, yeah. I got pulled by Blind Boy at EP.
And he just came up to you and said, do you know who I am?
I was like, no.
I go tell us.
I don't know, yeah. And then he just leans in.
Blind Boy.
That was pretty cool. That was probably a highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Electric Picnic always is though. Fucking love it.
He does love EP.
I don't want it to end. I mean, you do. By the end of it, you do.
End.
Yeah, you kind of hate yourself by the end of it. It's you feel disgusting.
Mm.
But when you're down there, you're just in a bubble and it's so good. Well, you went to Altogether Now.
Altogether Now.
Did you have any famous interactions down there?
David Russell was talking to him. Said he loves the videos. He specifically likes the one on the bus. You have to thank the bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people always mention that one lately because everyone robbed it. And reshared it on TikTok.
It's a classic. It's a classic. Proud of them.
The hoppable.
The hoppable.
The hoppable. That was another. Yeah, that was at Altogether Now. Davey Russell. Follow me back.
Davey Russell?
Like, follow me back, Davey. Followed you after having a chat with you. Now when you chat with someone that you know from the internet.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'll follow them tonight.
And then they don't follow you back.
They don't follow you back. You're like, they some mustn't
people,
have liked me.
Some people I just don't imagine have... Go on Instagram. Like I just can't imagine like Davey Russell yeah. going on Instagram.
I think maybe someone goes on Instagram for Davey Russell.
Maybe even that. I just imagine Davey Russell being a analog kind of guy. Like he reads the newspaper, hard copy.
Yeah. Goes on the phone. To the shop in the morning for his coffee and newspaper.
Pays for stuff with cash. Yeah. Like he has a wallet. Davey Russell has a wallet.
Pays for things with cash. Who does that?
Cash is king.
I mean,
The last nominee on the Your Famous Moment of the Year. And this is a big one.
doing an ad for a wheelbarrow. I mean, if you're going to do an ad for something and make it a success, like, I could do an ad for Ant if I can do an ad for a wheelbarrow.
You went in on the ads this year.
I did.
But the smaller companies.
Purposely.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Interesting.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Everyone's a winner. Fair play to you.
Oh, just helping out small businesses.
Yeah.
And me pocket. But more so the small businesses.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's a charitable endeavour.
Of course.
Yeah, it's definitely not for financial
gain.
No.
No.
Like, what sort of person are you? Like, as if.
I'll do it for half the price, mate. Just because you're a small business and I really want to make it a bigger business.
So what did you do? You done a wheelbarrow company?
I done...
A shelf company?
A rack company, yeah. Shelf company, rack shelf. Zone.
Yeah.
I done a shed. You just said that?
Sheds. No, I didn't, but that's another one you done that for sheds.
Curtains.
Curtains, yeah.
Wheelbarrow said that.
I mean, there's a lot of companies that do all of these things and you could have done one ad for a single company.
No, but I want to help them all.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I want to help them individually. I don't want to like promote everything. I've done one for a kitchen place. No? Finglas Home Renovations. Home Renovations place in Finglas. I did one for them.
Do you know what? You done one for the Very Good Spice Bag truck that never seen the light of day. And only the people that were at the live show will have seen it.
Mm, that's what happens at the live show. You just see things for the first time and the last time.
Yeah.
So you better go and get tickets because they're still there.
Who
Christmas Eve, get on it.
Yeah.
One last chance to get your partner the perfect present or your dad or your sister or whoever.
Nice. Nice.
Go ahead.
Nicely remembered. No, yeah, no, that's doing an ad for a wheelbarrow. So of the nominees, what was the most famous moment of the year? Hanging out with Robert Sheehan and PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, yeah.
The Fontaines DC.
I'll leave it at that, the top one.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that, isn't it? It's hard to beat that.
Mm. Now it doesn't text me back.
Oh. Moving on. Back to me. Back to me again. I love it when it goes back to me.
Hottest take of the year.
What are the nominees? Go on.
Will I read them out?
Yeah, you go on. You can read out the nominees for my hottest take of the year.
At the Golden Globes or something. Drum roll? No.
Brr-dum.
Aliens Walk Amongst Us. The alien fella who lives in a Brazilian village for a week.
Virginia, yeah. That's
a hot one.
I don't think that's a hot one. That's factual information. That's what happened. UFO crashed and he was just walking around. Everyone's seeing him. A whole village seeing the alien walking around. That's not a hot take. That's hard
facts.
Solid facts.
Might have just ended up here, but it's under the hottest take of the year, but I think it's not really a hot take.
Thank you.
The category should it be in?
Joe's Hard Facts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The enhanced games are a good thing and there should be more drugs in sport.
I never said there should be more drugs in sport,
more,
but the enhanced
is in bold.
All capitals, more drugs in sport.
Bold, more caps, all caps, I mean. More drugs in sport.
What do you think? Do you think the enhanced games are a good thing?
Ah.
Are you excited to watch it?
Buzzing.
Are you?
Is it on the telly?
Well, yeah. It'll be on somewhere. Telegram, someone will fucking... No, it'll be on Blading. That Netflix or something will snap that up.
Yeah.
If they don't, I'll be missing a trick. I'll watch that. Imagine watching a football match where they're all juice. Hopped up on juice. Brilliant.
Veins everywhere.
Oh, brilliant. Amazing. The long jump. Imagine seeing someone doing a long jump 16-4.
I'm just like...
like aliens.
Everyone's like Taz.
Like an alien. Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's going to be good.
That enhanced games are a good thing and there should be more drugs in sport. Wow. I'd put that in hard facts. Bean juice is ketchup. Hate it. Hate that one.
Yeah.
The debate never ends.
Well, now you know every time you dip your chips into ketchup like a child.
Did that yesterday.
You're basically dipping in at the bean juice.
Yesterday.
Oh, very nice, yeah. Yeah.
And I got some shoestring fries and a bit of ketchup. And when I was eating it, dipping in the ketchup, I was like, I shouldn't be doing this.
It's just beans.
Childish.
Dirty bastard.
Childish bastard.
It is childish as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
The flats are spaceships and all part of an intergalactic Cold War plot. I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, all day.
I mean, have you ever seen the underneath of a block of flats? No.
No.
Neither have I. So, I know I've lived in them.
And sometimes they rumble.
And you know I've heard voices. Maybe that's an intercom.
Yeah.
So.
Threatening to... lift off at any moment.
One of these days it'll happen.
The flats weren't demolished, they just went to space.
Facts. That's
a hard fact. Public transport is a conspiracy to keep Northsiders out of the city.
Not out of the city, out of the south side. But also, yes. I mean, you've seen what happened to the Lewis. The Lewis just stopped walking.
Yeah.
So anyone...
Northsiders on it.
You can't get onto the south side.
Yeah.
What the fuck, like?
Full of us.
It's easy to get from the south side to the north side, but go the other way, and it's hard. It's hard.
I agree.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing there that I didn't agree with is bean juice. Is ketchup, and I never will agree on that.
I think you'll have to accept it when the time comes.
Maybe so. Highlight/lowlights of the year. Highlight/lowlights of the year.
Hey, you passed your driving 30 test. That's a good one.
Driving 30 test, yeah. Is this all for me? No. Oh no, there's a few, both of us. Passing the 30 test, yeah. Big achievement, 39 out of 40. Happy days. Oh.
Doing punditry with Brian Kerr, that was a big moment for me in Galway.
Yeah.
I was, Shelbourne were playing Galway and I was teaching Brian Kerr a thing or two about a thing or two. And I even got the score right. I predicted the score. He predicted the wrong score. So I think he has an infamy now. I made a fool out of him.
And no one does that to Brian Kerr. No one.
Nobody does that to Brian Kerr.
Probably thinks you're a football punditry genius.
He should. I am.
You're not on RTA.
I am.
The Becca play in Boston.
That was
up and down.
An up and down. Yeah, that was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was very Becca-esque. It was, you know, if you're into Becca at all, you'd appreciate the experience. But it was a tough slog of a gig doing Waiting for Godot.
Waiting for the Godot fella. Joe's sweaty spiritual journey to Donegal. Is that when you had a load of mushies?
No. That was, it was a sweat lodge. I went to a sweat lodge in Donegal.
Oh, yeah.
That was mad. That was a surreal experience as well. Again, best of times, worst of times.
Just a bit of both.
Weird experience.
Would you have it any other way? It has to be a bit of both. Good and bad. Middle ground.
I would have it another way, yeah. I'd prefer to have a better time.
All positive.
All good, yeah. Wow. I know. Shit in one hand, wish in another. See which one fills up quicker.
Probably shit.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we leave it there. I think we covered loads this Christmas Eve, aka Thursday the
24th. That's the Christmas. There's us now. Okay, yeah.
But hope you're all ready for Santi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really exciting, isn't it?
You're getting in your pajamas. And
oh, you're going to get photos and all and say, oh, look, I'm at that spoiling me angle. It's angle, isn't it, that they misspell angel?
Yes.
Yeah, oh look, yeah. I got loads of presents for me angle. Did you, yeah? Did you, yeah? Well, don't fucking brag about it.
Did you get any toothbrushes though? Did you get any towels?
Yeah.
Did you get any fucking, more like, actually got some other shit that I was like, oh, what the blade fuck did you get that for? Just before I go real quick, glasses wipers for Ollie, like a little thing that shite bullshit crap, and she's like, I'll wrap that up and give it to him. No,
do not wrap that up. Don't wrap that up and give it as a gift.
That is terrible. Anyway, happy Christmas. I'm sure if you don't see it,
we won't see
it. Yeah, ever.
never.
Sure. Oh, maybe February we'll see it.
We'll see a few of them. You can get your tickets still. Little last Christmas Eve gift.
They're going quick. There's not a lot of them left. No tables left. Yeah, there's no tables left.
I mean, there's one single, so single seats on tables if you fancy sitting with strangers, which isn't a problem.
It's not a problem, no.
Because everyone at the Stala show is very welcoming. It's only a couple of fights.
That's all.
A couple is better than loads. Talking bollocks. There's loads of fights at that.
I know. There's referees sitting in between
hold
everyone at that.
They all kill each other, hold my drink.
Murder.
Not at Stala, though.
Oh, just one or two.
Ticketmaster, get them now, I said. Like now.
Stop.
Sake.
Stop fucking listening to this and go buy them
fucking
now.
Fucking pre. Corona.
Right.
Ronnie Messon. The 12th of February. 12th of February, I forgot to mention.
Here we go. 12th of February.
Yeah. So now that you know the day, fucking go.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
Maybe we should do a thing like time this episode, and then if you play this episode at like 11:06, and then when it hits 12 o'clock, you'll hear us going Dun, 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 dun.
For New Year's, dun,
like. For New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, so come back to the Christmas Eve one. Listen to it on New Year's Eve. And then go to this part that you already listened to on Christmas Eve. And then it'll be like a New Year thing, a little New Year bonus thing in the end that you already listened
to. Go on, do a countdown for them.
10? From 10?
From 10.
Too long. It's long. 3 to 1. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
We
made it. I can't believe we made it.
Do you know words after? What the fuck is Auld Lang Syne?
What?
That's the song. Auld Lang Syne.
They just make, I don't, making it up as they go along. See you after. Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food. Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town. And Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.